The third annual Milwaukee Black Theater Festival is underway. The festival, presented by Black Arts MKE, is a celebration of storytelling from an African diasporic perspective. It features the voices of young people and the elders. Now through Sunday, families will be able to share in poetry, song, dance, and musical performances. Stories explore topics like colorism, gun violence, and historic figures. The performances are free. Co-founder Sherry Williams-Pinnell describes it as a festival for the community in the voice of people from the community. This year's theme is Black Family, Generations Speak. Williams-Pinnell tells WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell more about what audiences can expect.
These are the stories of playwrights who are reaching the different generations within the community. So there's theater for young audience presentations. There are presentations that are very issue oriented that I'll say are of a more mature theme. And then there are the opportunities for us to celebrate our music, which, you know, music in the African-American culture is very communal. So it's all of the generations coming together, celebrating the music of the families of soul and gospel. So we have something for everyone.
So I was reading that for the first time since the festival's been happening, the performances will be held in multiple venues across the city to expose more of the city to rich cross-disciplinary artistic and cultural activity produced by Milwaukee-based Black artists. Do you think that exposure is missing in Milwaukee, or is it something we have to continue to foster?
I think there are some theater companies that do it better than others. So we have to continue to foster it. But another reason for having the different venues is because we want people to just, all you have to do is just walk down the street. Just when you talk about, you know, even like Hidden Heroes, it's in the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center, which is in Bronzeville, right? It's on King Drive and Walnut. Walk there, or 53rd and Capitol. You know, that's another wonderful, walk. Leave your house, come and join us. Yeah. The Market Center, it's on a bus route. So we wanted venues that were accessible. And I think we're going to go more in that direction as we continue to grow.
You know, one of the shows that stood out to me as I was looking through the Black Theater Festival agenda was one that you commissioned called Milwaukee Voices of Gun Violence that featured the stories of gun violence survivors. I think it stood out to me because we're experiencing such an increase in gun violence in Milwaukee right now and also nationally. But what do you hope resonates with people when they experience this show?
I'm hoping that the stories that are told, and these are all true stories, they're from the Mothers Against Gun Violence's story project that Dr. Portia Cobb and the founder of Mothers Against Gun Violence, Sister Deborah Gillespie, they invited me and they collected these stories and I had transcripts to work from. And the goal is what you hear is how these persons are allowing themselves, and I'm going to tell you, this just came to me today. It's not that they're healing faster, but they're healing stronger because they're helping others who have a similar experience. And I do believe when we experience trauma, as we are healing, if we help somebody else along the way, it doesn't help us heal faster, but it helps us to heal stronger.
My final question is, are there any last thoughts that you would like to share?
Thank you for helping us to spread the word.
That was Sherry Williams-Pinnell, co-founder of the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival, speaking with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell. Williams-Pinnell says that she is excited for the festival to be back live and in person. The Milwaukee Black Theater Festival ends on Sunday.